We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we are back. We cut right in because we don't leave a man waiting who is a great big star. What is the Super Bowl of this town? Ladies and gentlemen, the great Brandon Graham's online. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
All right, Brandon, you're the guy I want to talk to the most on the Eagles right now because yesterday it was announced that you will be playing in front of some Eagle fans Sunday at the Lynx, a maximum of 7,500. How do you feel about that?
Feel great. You know, I really appreciate the fans on an even more level, even though, you know, we all appreciate them, but you have a bigger level of respect on what they really mean to the game. And so it's going to feel good to be in that game environment Sunday.
Was it different in Pittsburgh just having a few people there? Was that better than completely empty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can feel it. You know, and now playing in front of our home crowd, we definitely going to need that energy.
Right. Well, Jordan Mailata said yesterday that he would like all the people that are allowed in to be extremely rowdy. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. We need to get all of them.
All right. People that are going, we don't know who you are yet, but please be loud. Make up for the other empty seats there so we can get a big win for the Birds on Sunday. Let's go back to last Sunday for a minute, Brandon. That was a rough day for the defense, 38 points. What happened?
Just third down killed us. We stopped the run on the reverse that they got a long run on us. But for the most part, we stopped the run. But Big Ben was getting it out quick, and they was making plays.
All right. Big Ben going against a veteran quarterback like that, Brandon, it's harder to camouflage what you're doing. He's better at reading it than most of the guys you face. Is that safe to say?
Oh, yeah, it's safe to say. You really see that, you know, he's focused out there. He's on a mission. He's been out last year, and you can tell that he's not holding on to that ball like he used to. He's getting it out a lot quicker, and he got some playmakers over there.
All right, so we've spent a lot of time talking about the play that kind of locked it up for Pittsburgh, the throw over the middle of Claypool. How did you see that play? From your perspective, what went on in that play?
As soon as he hiked the ball, it was like he threw it right down the middle. And, I don't see all that type of stuff, in the game. All I know is I just remember turning around and seeing, him go up the middle and score like everybody else. But it's tough because we know that it was a good call for what they was doing. But I just think that, we might have missed on, where the position. We're going to figure it out, but all I could really say is that we gave it our all on that play, and they made a play.
All right, Brandon, I'm very curious as to the process. You got a veteran quarterback who's checking off at the line, right? The defense then can switch its tactics and go to a different defense in those last few seconds before the snap, right? Is that normally what would happen?
Oh, yeah. If you feel what the game plan was this week, when they make checks on the line, we try to confuse them with something different, and that's what normally happens sometimes, especially if you're trying to disguise some stuff.
All right. So who on the field would it be? Nathan Gary, who would change the defense if he saw something different coming up? Would he be the one that would call it out?
It depends on what level. If it's a linebacker call, he'll call it, or DBs will call it, Rodney or one of those guys in the back end. We all got to have the call and echo it, so pretty much everybody's saying okay. Stuff on the back end.
Here's one of the things we concluded from afar. We're not on the field. We're speculating. That's all we could do here, Brandon.
Yep.
Do you guys miss Malcolm Jenkins and the leadership he brought to the defense?
I mean, you talking to me, I love Malcolm. I love our time. But, I feel like with the guys we got here, we can get it done. But, Malcolm was a great player for us. I enjoy Malcolm. But, you know, we here now.
All right. But you think you could adjust to plays like that with some of the guys you have there now? You didn't need Malcolm to do that for you.
No, we don't. I really do believe we're going to start hitting, man. You know, our number one goal is to get out the East, you know, and get hot and get healthy at the right time. And, man, I really do believe that we could play with anybody out there, you know, this year.
It was a terrific game. It was exciting. A lot of points. We just came out of the wrong end of it. The other guy that's taken all the heat this week, Brandon, is your coordinator, Jim Schwartz. Could you tell us what it's like playing for him?
Well, Jim Schwartz, he's a smart coordinator. I really do believe he put us in position to get things done. But sometimes, you know, it's not. I feel like it's a collective thing. You know, we all in this thing together. And so we, you know, sometimes don't be in a position as a player, and sometimes he made a bad call, or, you know, it's back and forth. But, you know, it's never really perfect. But I do believe that Jim Schwartz is a good coordinator because he's invested in it, and I trust him. And I know that being in his defense for me and knowing, you know, what it looked like when we're doing it right, you know, I think that Jim is definitely good at putting us in position.
Hey, Brandon, you've been playing football for a very long time. You're a real smart player. If you saw something going wrong on the defense, do you have the kind of relationship with Jim where you could sit down with him in private and tell him what you felt?
Oh, yeah.
Does that ever happen?
That always happens. You know, and it happens in front of the team, like in front of the defense when we're all talking. You know, he's real open on, like, you know, just being accountable for himself and on top of, you know, figuring out what we want to do, you know, and what do we think. And so that's what I feel. You know, he's a great coordinator because it's not just about what he does. It's about how we all can do this thing together and get it right. And we're not that far off when you look at the film. It's just we got to get off on third down, and we can't make 8 penalties on defense. Mm. And, you know, when you really break it down, it'd be like the little thing.
Right. Hey, it doesn't get any more fun Sunday. Lamar Jackson. He is Jim's already said he's the most dangerous guy in the NFL. You've watched tape of him. What's he like?
He's fast out there. You know, he's real quick on his decisions as far as, you know, running that ball. And, you know, we got to make sure we rally to him because when I look at him, you know, he's taking hits. But, you know, he could definitely – he's a home run hitter at any given time.
All right. I'm going to guess you like a guy who just stands in the pocket and is a straight target for you, right? This kind of guy is a lot more trouble, correct?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, it's like, you know, running – you can run right into people sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see that on film too. You know, it's just he's good. He's dangerous, especially with his legs, and, you know, he can throw the ball too. So, you know, that's even worse because, you know, he can fake like he's running and everybody's committed to that, and then, you know, he can get receivers behind you. So we just got to make sure we take our time and be technically sound out there.
Does he remind you of anybody you faced in the past, Brandon?
Well, you know, RG3 was at that point, you know, but I feel like Lamar is a little faster. He's a lot faster than when Vic was here and, you know, what we're seeing against RG3. So we got our hands full this week.
Are you saying this is the fastest guy you've faced at quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No question.
All right, last thing, Brandon. This is a personal favor. I am predicting a victory by the Eagles on Sunday.
What? No, yeah. Don't tell me that.
No, I seriously.
I just knew you was going
to
say.
No, listen, I need you to have my back on this one because I don't want to look stupid, right?
Okay.
You guys are not favored. They're favored by 7.5. I like the idea. You're back at the link. First of 3 home games. The fans are going to be there. I think you guys are playing better. I need you to win the game. Could you win this game for me, Brandon?
Hey, let me tell you, man, that's always my mindset, and we're going to put in that work this week. That's what we're going to do for sure.
All right, if it's really close, think of me at the end that's saving my reputation, okay?
No, man, go with what you believe,
All right.
what you feel in your heart.
All All right, Brandon. I'm counting on you. Brandon, good luck on Sunday. Thanks, pal.
All right.
Brandon Graham with some interesting insights. It sounds like Jim is not as big a mean-spirited, standoffish guy with them as he is with us. That's what I wanted to kind of know.
He's a weird guy to me.
He seem like the kind of guy you could go up to and say, "Hey, Jim, I thought we were in the wrong defense
there." If you were Brandon Graham.
I guess you've been here longer than
Brandon,
Jim.
Brandon, Fletcher Cox.
Maybe. Certain guys. Yeah. I don't think Nate Gary could do it.
That's the problem. I don't think he's experienced enough at that position.
All right. We are. I know I got a lot of people out there. I got to finish the breaks we just had. It's just a couple of minutes. We're coming right back. Top of the hour, we're talking to you. So stay right where you are. WIP Sports Time at 6:50.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.